here's a story from The World.
50 years ago this week, the first official American delegation in decades was invited to China to play ping pong. An unconventional bit of diplomacy, but the match has led to President Richard Nixon's visit the next year and a normalization of U.S.-China relations. Rebecca Canther in Shanghai reports that those games have not been forgotten.
It was 1971 at the Table Tennis World Championships in Tokyo. The Chinese team invited the U.S. team to pop over for an impromptu visit. The overture seemed serendipitous, but it was no accident.
There's something so innately absurd about using ping pong as a form of diplomacy that it's sort of this charming, charming story that we've been leaning on now for 50 years.
That's Nicholas Griffin, author of a book about what's now called ping pong diplomacy. He says the meeting was an intentional move on the part of both governments. The visit captured the imagination of Americans.
Because it was the front cover of Time magazine, it was the Johnny Carson show, you name it, the ping pong players were everywhere. They were the story in America for a couple of weeks in the spring of 71.
The next year, the U.S. invited the Chinese players. A Chinese video captured their arrival.
American people from all walks of life, including table tennis players, as well as members of the Chinese community, come to the airport to welcome the first ambassadors of goodwill sent by the Chinese people to the United States.
The games were billed as friendship first, competition second. Maybe by design, because the U.S. team was no match for the Chinese players. And it worked. China's reputation in the U.S. jumped. Today, relations between the two countries are the worst they've been since 1989, and a reported 90% of Americans have an unfavorable view of China. At a recent ceremony held at the Museum of Ping Pong in Shanghai, Chinese players from the original team appealed for a return to friendlier times. Like 74-year-old Yao Zhenxu. Even though these days we're having some difficulties, he says, I hope that our two countries can seek common ground and put our differences aside. We can cooperate or compete as the situation dictates, but always with the goal of peace. Chinese ambassador to the U.S., Cui Tiankai, used his pre-recorded message to call for a cooperation on pandemic response and climate change. But he didn't hold back from criticizing some in the U.S. for antagonism against China. After the ceremony, players and diplomats took off their jackets, rolled up their sleeves, and
let's play ping pong.
Like 50 years ago, the Chinese and Americans put friendship first and competition second on the court. And for just a few hours, it seemed everyone put their faith in the power of a little ball. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
From PRX.